This recording, Illinois 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Ether? Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying that much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Okay, I think this happened when I was in about 7th or 8th grade. I can't remember. It was during the summertime. My family and I had gone to Wisconsin to Mirror Lake, I think it was, to camp. And we were out early in the morning fishing. My dad, my mom, my brother, and I on the boat. And on the lake there's these bluffs alongside on the banks, and they're really pretty. Rocky and just red and really pretty. So we're trolling along and we're fishing, we're relaxing, and we see a goat run by on the bluff. And we're like, okay, that's kind of odd. And my dad had a camera with him, a video camera, so he took that out and started recording, just, you know, if we saw anything else strange. So we kept going, and we're going along, and we see a wolf run by in the same direction as the goat on this bluff. And okay, all right, this is pretty interesting. So we're going to go and see what we can see. So we keep going, and there end up being two. They looked like wolves. There were two wolves there, and they caught up with this goat on the bluff, and we have this all on camera. We're recording this. And these wolves attack this goat and drag it from the bluff into the water, and there's this whole fight in the water that they're having, and they end up drowning the goat and eating it. And we have this on camera, and my mom's freaking out, and my dad and my brother and I are, this is the coolest thing in the world. It was amazing. And it ended up being, we went back to the lodge, I guess, and told the woman at the desk about this, and she's like, yeah, you know, there are goats there, but we don't see too many wolves. But there, she's mentioned that there had been two Alaskan huskies that had gotten loose or free for a while, and that may very well have been them. So that was pretty unbelievable. Just to have been in Wisconsin and see that, it's not something I expected.